A Texas bishop on the front lines of the immigration crackdown met at the Vatican with Pope Leo. El Paso Bishop Mark Seitz brought a packet of letters from immigrant families and showed the Pope a video.
Many of us were forced to leave behind everything that was most precious.
To say they're fearful is not strong enough. They're terrorized.
Seitz told the AP they fear they and their loved ones will be rounded up and deported. Catholic leaders in the U.S. have denounced the Trump administration crackdown. Seitz says at one point the Pope apologized for not having a place for the group to sit.
Later on in the meeting, he said, I will stand with you.
Seitz says the goal is not to get into the political fray on immigration.
We need to express what the Gospels teach us.
The first U.S. Pope celebrated a special Holy Year Mass for migrants last weekend. I'm Ed Donahue.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.